time to reveal this.
Tweet of the week.
Yes, we're on another audio road trip up the Stuart Highway from Port Augusta all the way up to Darwin we're heading. But we haven't made it very far yet because we stopped at the Arid Lands Botanic Garden to take a listen to this. That's a call of the shrubland of arid central Australia from Port Augusta over to Menindee, then up to Cunnamulla and westward to Birdsville. We did have one suggestion on the text line, Bob, who was obviously inspired by our story about sarcasm before. He thinks it might be the scratchy windscreen wiper bird. Very close, Bob, very close. But in fact, the correct answer came in from Ross. Ross is from Bend of Islands in Victoria. And before we get to revealing who the Tweeter of the Week was, we hadn't heard of Bend of Islands in Victoria before, so we've looked it up. Apparently, Bend of Islands is a special use zone for environmental living. It used to be part of Christmas Hills and Kangaroo Ground, but it was turned into an environmental living zone after a petition from local residents. So Ross from Bend of Islands, Victoria, was absolutely correct that our Tweeter this week is the Chirruping Wedgebill. The chirruping wedgebill, which measures around 19 to 20 centimetres from bill to tail. It's pale brown above, pale grey below. If you ever get a look, you'll see the head is topped with an upward crest. The chirruping wedgebill belongs to the same family as the iconic whipbirds. Its closest relative is the chiming wedgebill, which is found further to the north and the west. In fact, the chirruping and chiming wedgebills are so similar, it was only in the last few decades that experts decided that they're actually two different species. So there you have it, the chirruping wedgebill, not to be but easily confused with the chiming wedgebill. Our first Tweeter on the new road trip. We will be heading further north next week as we make the almost 3,000 kilometre trip up to Darwin. So, of course, the Tweet of the Week will be back right after the 9 o'clock news next week on Sunday Extra.